Bulletin COP30 Brazil, information from the UN Conference for Climate Change.
The COP30 president, Ambassador André Correia do Lago, has released the first presidential letter of 2026. The document underscores two pivotal messages, that the global climate transition is now irreversible and that the multilateralism must evolve to meet the urgency demands of a warming planet. He contends that COP30 demonstrated that climate action can no longer be confident to negotiated rooms. Under the guidelines of President Lula, the Brazilian initiative introduced an unprecedented and necessary debate regarding the world's resilience on fossil fuels. The primary drivers of roughly 70% of green gas emission, the ambassador noted that while the multilateral system was not yet prepared to codify this discussion formally, Brazil took it upon itself to develop strategy roadmaps for transitioning away from fossil fuels and for halting and reversing deforestation.
Nós vamos preparar várias coisas como presidência brasileira. Vamos
the ambassador states that the Brazilian COP30 presidency is coordinating efforts with both Australia and Turkish counterparts. These roadmaps are being developed in collaboration with a broad array of institutions and nations. He emphasizes that the roadmaps for fossil fuels and the cessation of deforestation by 2030 are mandates established in Dubai. However, as progress has installed, the Brazilian presidency has moved to accelerate the pace.
A presidência brasileira decidiu dar acelerado.
The letter asserts that climate multilateralism is not a crisis, but rather in a state of moderation. To keep pace with global warming, the system must operate at two speeds, one rooted in international consensus and another focused on accelerated implementation, capable of mobilizing governments, corporations, finance, and civil society. For COP30 president, international cooperation remains the only viable path to confront the climate crisis.
E vamos ter mais mapa do caminho, que é a segunda parte de como chegar.
Mr. Correia highlights an additional forthcoming roadmap, which will deal the second phase of mobilizing $1.3 trillion annually, starting in 2035, to finance climate policies across the developing world. He maintains that Brazilian role is to unify not only its own nation, but the global community. Reinforcing the collective efforts must keep the climate discourse at the center of all agendas.
De manter a discussão de clima no centro de tudo.
In the letter's final assessment, President André Correia do Lago points out that 56 decisions were adopted by consensus, coinciding with the 10th anniversary of Paris Agreement. More than 130 countries presented updated climate targets, or NDCs. The conference also consolidated advances in adaptation, finance, the inclusion of indigenous people, and climate justice, alongside the launch of the Global Implementation Accelerator. To read the 12th presidential letter and its entry, access COP30.br webpage. From Brazilian, with information of COP30, Bárbara Menezes.
Bulletin COP30 Brazil. Information from the UN Conference for Climate Change, a Brazilian presidency partnership of COP30 with the government radio agency. For more information, visit COP30.br.